call 1-800-836-9827. That's 1-800-836-9827. Duty, honor, country. These three words define who we are. Duty. Friends and neighbors united for the common good, in service to others, and for the benefit of all. Honor. The deep-rooted faith that selfless dedication to a noble cause is right, just, and good. Country. A solemn vow volunteered to support our nation's people during desperate times. Mercy. In the midst of nature's wrath. Hope when all seems lost. Duty. Honor. Country. We're the Army National Guard. Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD.
In the Army National Guard, you can...
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990DX.
Really go to help protect yourself and to take some of the pressure off the first responder.
People to sit in on this morning's meeting at the Youth Opportunity
Center. Accords were signed 10 years ago today. The Israeli cabinet decided in principle this week to remove the Palestinian leader who they blame for the collapse of the latest peace efforts. This is IRN.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt. Life's little necessities can really add up. Or maybe you got sick or went through a divorce. And once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out. But now there's a nonprofit organization that helps consumers finally get out of debt. It's called Debtscape. Call them at 1-800-762-5400. Debtscape negotiates with your creditors to reduce monthly payments by as much as 50%. They can reduce or even eliminate your interest rate and arrange a plan to consolidate your bills with one lower monthly payment. You don't have to be a homeowner, and you don't have to qualify. If you feel your credit is out of control, Debtscape can help. If you're more than $2,000 in debt, call Debtscape now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-762-5400. It's completely confidential, and there's no obligation. It's easy to get in over your head financially. Let Debtscape help you get out. Call now, 1-800-762-5400.
Iran warns a UN-imposed deadline to clear up questions about its nuclear program might backfire. A top Iranian diplomat accuses the U.S. of entertaining the idea of invading yet another territory. But the U.S. says Iran's reaction suggests it has something to hide. Senators are looking to do more for the nation's citizen soldiers.
With the Pentagon relying more on members of the reserves and National Guard, senators from both parties say the time has come to provide those troops with access to the military's health care system, whether they're activated or not. Senators Patrick Leahy and Lindsey Graham say it is a benefit whose time has come.
They say if we're going to be doing the same work, why can't we be treated the same way?
It would provide continuity of health care. You don't get bounced around from one system to the other. I think it would help recruiting and retention.
Lawmakers say there is overwhelming support for the proposal. They plan to attach it to the $87 billion request the president will make to Congress to pay for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress that over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommended to their patients. It's so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. It contours to every curve of your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. For a free sample of the incredible material behind this innovative mattress and a free better sleep video, call 1-800-522-5559. See for yourself what all the excitement's about. Call Tempur-Pedic now at 1-800-522-5559.
Hurricane Isabel is losing some of its punch, but it's still a very powerful storm. Isabel has been downgraded to a Category 4 hurricane with sustained winds of 150 miles per hour. The hurricane is churning about 455 miles northeast of Puerto Rico this morning. National Hurricane Center meteorologist Tricia Wallace.
We are expecting some large ocean swells and dangerous surf conditions in the Leeward Islands, Virgin Islands, and along the Puerto Rican coast.
A medical anthropologist's research into AIDS in homosexual men has caused a stir in Britain. CNSNews.com's Mike Wendling reports.
Dr. Melissa Parker of Brunel University says that some homosexuals are setting out to deliberately infect themselves with the virus that causes AIDS. Although Parker has no numbers to back up her claim, she says her findings are based on years of lengthy interviews with men in London. Parker says homosexuals who feel lonely or marginalized engage in multiple sex acts hoping to catch the HIV virus. The doctor says contracting the virus makes some men feel, quote, truly gay, but that the reality of the disease soon hits home. However, the country's leading AIDS charity has dismissed the research. The Terence Higgins Trust says Parker has no evidence and that ongoing surveys of homosexuals have found that most men use condoms most of the time. Mike Wendling, CNSNews.com, London.
It's being called the most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea in a century. The massive storm pummeled South Korea's shoreline overnight, killing at least 48 people and sending over 24,000 others to emergency shelters. I'm Richard Stewart with news from IRN.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh! Push that button.
That is how it goes. Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, Ella Sobel with us. We got online, of course, Jerry Wagshall and his pet rabbit, of course, Ben. And, of course, a French word for a rabbit is a lapin. So he would be Ben Lapin.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Glad to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Willem, and good morning, Stephen. Glad to be with you guys. The rabbit will remain quiet this morning. He's just in his cage.
Well, you shouldn't be pulling his tail or playing with him while you're on the air, Jerry.
No, well, I'll have to keep an eye on him as I'm doing the show. Let me tell you a little bit today. We're going to be talking about Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, lovely destination.
It's a really wonderful destination. It really is special. And in the 1960s, you know, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton had a big romance while shooting a film. And they actually landed up getting an apartment in what's called Gringo Gulch over there. And John Huston, the famous filmmaker, bought a little oasis south of Puerto Vallarta called Las Coletas. And in fact, my wife's own cousin, Manuel, who we visited when we were in Puerto Vallarta, went there on a vacation and ended up staying on for years. And so what I want to talk to you about today, guys, is that there's a magic about Puerto Vallarta, which is very difficult to describe, except to say that it's kind of like falling in love and all you really want is more. And what I want to answer is, you know, one of the things I want to talk about is what is so special about Vallarta that when people visit the place, they actually want to live there. I mean, Stephen, do you ever hear of places like this?
Every place we visit, Jerry.
Well, here it is. I mean, I got to say, when I was there, I really wanted to stay. Well, first of all, to answer that, there's the natural beauty of the place. It's located on the west coast of Mexico, surrounded by the rugged Sierra Madre Mountains and the Bay of Banderas. And from JFK Airport, Aeromexico offers three nonstop flights to Mexico City a day, and from there, Vallarta is only a short flight away. There's the beauty of the city itself, which, despite its obvious popularity, it still has a thriving old section south of the River Cual, which is rich in local culture. And it has an abundance of delicious food and eclectic restaurants in the region, catering to all budgets and a variety of activities, which I can get into later. But if there's one thing that stands out most, and since you guys have been to Mexico, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, it's the genuinely friendly people who are really proud of their region and who want visitors to truly enjoy it.
It's always the people that make for a very special time.
I think you're totally right, and I think the people there are amazing. I mean, I got to say, you know, this was the first trip that, you know, I had traveled on with Alexa and our new baby. At the time, our baby was only 3 months old, and a lot of people were saying, what are you doing? You're going on a big trip like this with a three-month-old. But I got to say, this was probably the best. This is the first trip for our baby, and it was one of the best trips we've ever taken. And I was going to say that nowhere, I think, is a genuine warmth more obvious than at a place that Alexa and I stayed at, which is called the Westin Regina Resort in Puerto Vallarta. It's located at about a 15-minute drive north from Puerto Vallarta, close to the airport. I don't know if you guys have seen pictures of it. Its magnificent design was inspired by traditional Mexican homes. It's got a big, breezy lobby with lots of open space, a soaring ceiling, and it has a view. And the lobby has a view to the palm trees and the pools. And the color of the hotel is really something else. It's typical of the region. It's hot pinks, yellows, purples, oranges. And in lesser hands, that might sound a little, you know, a little odd, but, I mean, this local architect, you know, who's an award-winning architect, really makes this exquisite.
Well, you think you're actually staying in somebody's own private hacienda rather than in a mega hotel.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it is a big hotel with an amazing variety of services. I mean, four different swimming pools, and they're no ordinary pools. I mean, they're spread over different levels underneath a canopy of, get this, 600 palm trees. You can order food from the pool and there swim up bars. But as you said, even though it has all this, it still has that feeling, that very homey, sort of traditional, colonial feeling with all those colors. And those colors really put you at ease. It has three different bars and restaurants. And one of them, Garibaldi's, is a great seafood restaurant that is located underneath an enormous thatched roof. And for those who don't know, that's called a palapas. And this is, like, right on the ocean. And the hotel sits on just under 1,000 feet of Pacific Ocean beach. And I think we may have discussed this one. We've talked about hurricanes a little bit, I think, on the other shows that we've done about the Caribbean together. But, I mean, you guys know that in 1992 there was a Hurricane Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
And this hotel, you know, the gardens and the beach were damaged by the hurricane, but it has been completely restored. I mean, hurricanes are always a problem in these types of regions, but it's been completely restored. And the hotel has been designed so all the rooms have a view of the ocean and the palm-shaded pools. And, I mean, our room was big and airy, and it had a long terrace and an outdoor whirlpool bath and a large skylight and, of course, you know, 24-hour room service. And let me just tell you a little bit about the staff. I mean, they're really, like a lot of the other people in Vallarta, they were just so friendly. And again, I can only emphasize, like, this is the first time that we're bringing our baby on a trip, and we were a little anxious being new parents. But, you know, like, the housekeeping staff rearranged the toys in the baby's crib. You know, like, kids get bored if they always have the same toys in the same order, and they were rearranged in a really sweet way. There's also something called
variety,
a kid's
variety. Always the same thing.
Always the same thing. Maybe you should go there and they can rearrange your toys. The hotel is also full of a lot of families. I mean, something else that makes it special is that there are a lot of, you know, Mexican families who come to this hotel to relax with, you know, and enjoy it. And that, I think, gives it also a nice, special, warm quality that you've got a lot of that, you know, local people coming to enjoy this place. It's because Puerto Vallarta is so beautiful. People from Mexico City and from Guadalajara and other big Mexican destinations are come there to relax. Mara Pepe Gonzalez, she does public relations for the hotel. And she actually, when we were always having dinner with Alexa, we're still trying to get the hang of, you know, having a baby and the baby crying and everything. She actually comforted our baby during a dinner so that we could eat. One of the things you'll see when you become parents is that, you know, it's sometimes it's tough to eat and have a baby. She was so nice. And she also even babysat for us when we went on a dolphin adventure that I could talk about later on. And I spoke to the manager of the hotel yesterday. I called him up just to see what else was, you know, happening since we'd been there, because we'd gone on the trip in June. And he said that one of the reasons that he said he's worked at a lot of hotels, and in a lot of hotels people have to be trained to be nice. And I think you guys would probably notice this. There is a difference between being trained to be nice and being just being genuinely nice.
Yeah, you have to hire the right people to begin with, and then you put in your own corporate training standards. But I found that as a chain, Westin does this really, really well.
Exactly. I mean, if you exactly right. I mean, if you start off with hiring nice people, then you can give them the technical training. But the point is, you don't want to start off with people who are not nice and then try to train them to be nice, which unfortunately in the tourism industry kind of happens sometimes. And in this place, it just doesn't happen. So another, but finally, I think the one thing that another thing that makes this hotel special is the value, the amazing value. At this time of year, rooms are starting at $100 U.S. a night. Oh. Now that's going to go up, during high season, of course. But there are also, special packages, for honeymooners and ones that include meals. And there's a lot of golf courses in the area for people who like to golf. And there's a whole new resurgence of spas in the area as well. And the website for people who want to go is www.westinpv.com. And the number to call for reservations is 800-228-3000.
And we'll be right back talking more about Puerto Vallarta with Jerry Wagshall this morning on the Travel World Radio Show.
Stay tuned. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio.
Six Flags and experience the biggest theme park and water park thrills in all of New England. Eight mega coasters include Superman Ride of Steel, ranked number one on the planet by Park World Magazine. Plus, enjoy great family rides, two kids areas, and more. Come on and cool off at the all-new Hurricane Harbor Water Park. It's bigger, better, and wetter than ever. Now twice the size with 10 new attractions, including awesome new speed slides, the first ever, and another monstrous wave pool, all free with theme park admission.
Bigger chills, bigger heels, Six Flags New England, the biggest thrills.
Save up to $12 with coupons from participating Subway restaurants. Now at Six Flags New England. Open daily.
Commodities, futures, options. While most people are acquainted with stocks and mutual funds, the commodities markets remain a mystery. It's one Barclays Financial can help solve. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. I'm Patrick T. Parker for Barclays Financial. Right now, the U.S. trade deficit and budget deficits are rising to historical levels. Interest rates are at some of the lowest levels we have ever seen, and yet the economy is still weak. And we feel this could spell trouble for the dollar. To Barclays Financial, that spells opportunity. The European currency has been on the rise. We feel it'll keep on rising, and as a result, we're recommending the purchase of call options on the euro currency. For a free special market report on the euro currency, call 1-800-531-7778. That's 1-800-531-7778. Barclays Financial, mystery solved.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? Do you know about the tremendous price war among the major term life insurance companies? You may be eligible for savings of up to 40%. Here's an example. A male age 45 non-tobacco user issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, guaranteed not to change for 10 years. Or a male age 50 non-tobacco issue preferred $1 million of coverage is only $113 a month, guaranteed for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for 20 years. We have great rates for smokers, too. TermBuster specializes in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Call right now. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Today's lesson. Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos. You say cuginos. He says cuginos. She says cuginos. We say cuginos. They say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, Cugino's is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying Cugino's too. Cugino's. It's Italian for the best food in town.
So, you want to sell your home, but the prospect is just too daunting. Get real. Buying or selling your home doesn't have to be intimidating. Talk to Jay Steves at Century 21 Access America. We're the most trusted name in real estate in North America because we know that real estate is about real people, buyers and sellers, who want to make the process as easy and stress-free as possible. Get real about selling your home. Call your personal realtor, Jay Steves, at 378-1451. Century 21 Access America. Real people, really working for you.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Oh yeah, sounds like a great time Jerry's having down in Puerto Vallarta. Just want to bang on the drum all day. Jerry, welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford and Ellis Hobel in studio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Having a great morning here, and wish we could just lie on the beach and relax down in Puerto Vallarta, but there's a lot more than just the beach, and you found out a lot of the things to see and do in the area.
There are so many things to see and do in the area, Stephen. We did so much stuff there. One of the things we never had done before was bird watching. It sounds, you see bird watching, the first thing that comes to your mind is like a bunch of geeks wearing like, funny clothes and sort of looking at each other. But, actually, it was a very, very enjoyable thing. Our guide named Jorge, working for a place called the Whale Watching Center over there, picked us up in a vehicle. We had a little breakfast, and we went off. We drove into the mountains, through some small villages, and then we saw a little school where like some local kids were going, it was kind of interesting because they were they were getting their classes, from monitors that were from Mexico City that were on monitors, like sort of televised school. It was kind of interesting. And then from there, we went to look at all the variety of birds that are there, all kinds of birds, parrots, birds called motmots, woodpeckers, hummingbirds, wrens. And the way it works is, the guide brings you binoculars, but he also has a telescope, which he can, once he sees a bird, he's very good at doing this sort of thing, he'll lock on a shot, and then you can go in and look at the bird so you can see it really well.
Well, sounds really interesting. How long were you out there doing this?
Probably we were there for like about four hours or so. And another thing that we did, which was, very exciting, was something called a dolphin adventure and a dolphin experience. And this is very interesting. A company called Dolphin Adventures are basically out there, and what they've done is they've got some dolphins, from the wild, actually, and they brought them over there, and they put them into a kind of large, it's a very large, it's not a tank, it's kind of a large area where they sort of confined, but it's fairly big, and they seem quite happy there. And people can go in and basically swim with the dolphins. And it's amazing. The dolphins are a lot bigger than you would think they are. They have sharp teeth, they don't bite or anything like that. And you can do all sorts of things with them. And it's very, very relaxing.
That's what they said about my neighbor's pit bull.
Your neighbors, swimming with pit bulls. No, these are very nice, and in fact, the dolphin adventure place actually brings in a lot of like special needs people to kind of go there and touch them because it's supposed to be very therapeutic, and you can do all kinds of things. You can get a video at the end. And Alexa and I, one of the fun things you can do is you sort of grab on the top, the top fin of the dolphin, kind of. Oh, actually, no, it's like the two side fins of the dolphin. You kind of hang on. I'm just thinking right now.
And
they kind of pull you along the pool, and you can actually swim. They can sort of give you a little ride. It's very, very fun.
And the dolphin spends the next 10 minutes trying to get you off of its back.
Exactly. The bucking dolphin ride.
Yeah. Dolphin ride.
How long is the experience?
The whole thing lasts about a couple of, let's say about an hour and a half or so. There's like a little preparatory lecture, and then basically you go in, and then they sort of do all kinds of things, like they sort of dance, they kind of dance around you, and you can touch them, and then you can swim with them, and then they sort of do some dancing. It's very, very fun, and it's very, very relaxing. And I guess I should tell you guys how to get to Mexico for everybody who's wondering.
Yeah, we don't want you to want to take the bus, yes.
No.
South. Just keep walking.
Keep walking. No. You want to keep walking. Getting to Mexico is easier than you think. This was the first trip with a baby, again, as I said, and we went on Aeromexico, and I can say that there are three nonstop flights, basically from New York to Mexico City every day. The flight it's and from other destinations in the United States. The flights are just over 4 hours, and from there it's just a short hop to PV. So Mexico City is really your hub. There's also another daily nonstop flight from Chicago to Mexico City.
Did you just call it PV?
To Puerto Vallarta, I should say, yes.
PV, not TV.
Not TV, no, Puerto Vallarta. Basically, you know, so once you're in Mexico City, there are lots and lots of flights to Puerto Vallarta and of course other destinations when you fly on Aeromexico. And it's a very short flight on something called an MD-80, which is, I'm talking about the regional flight now from Mexico City to Puerto Vallarta, which is something like a DC-9. It's got great food, friendly service, and Aeromexico is one of the airlines offering the most connections to all other points in Mexico from Mexico City.
It's amazing the magic circles you fly in.
Right. There are also specials called Fare Savers. I just found out today, I just called them, that are available on the internet at www.aeromexico.com. And the number is 800-237-6639. And like I say, you know, we were traveling with a child, and I mean, it was the first trip we ever took with a baby. And I mean, I spoke to so many of my family members on both sides who were like, what are you doing? I mean, why are you traveling so far with a baby? And I think it was the combination of the people from Puerto Vallarta and the Westin, you know, at the hotel in Marina Vallarta, and also the airline, and that made it this trip, you know, so special for us, the first trip that we took our infant on.
Well, with all the enthusiasm that our other correspondent, Mike Cohen, had about taking his child on a trip, you figure we just got to try it ourselves.
Yeah, you guys are going to have to try it yourselves, exactly.
well, with whose baby?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
you guys can borrow a baby.
Well, Aeromexico is also a member of the Sky Team Alliance. You get your frequent flyer miles in the Delta Sky Miles program, and they code share on Delta from practically dozens and dozens of cities across Canada and the United States. So you can fly from even the smallest town, connect via Chicago or Atlanta or New York City, onwards to Aeromexico, all on one through fare. And I found, for example, here out of Montreal, the fares using Aeromexico code shares on Delta via Atlanta are a couple of $100 less than via some comparable routings. And you get that great service that they're known for.
That's great. I didn't even realize that there were so many that you could do that.
Stephen is the master of airline routing.
Of airline routing, yes. And a couple of other things that we did. One of the things that in Puerto Vallarta that is really interesting. I did some deep sea fishing when I was there, which was amazing. I went on a fishing trip chartered a little boat and a guy named Kelly's boat, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, I got picked up. It was raining that day, but it was still amazing. It was a guy that was helping me fish, and the captain of the boat and me, basically, because of the weather, I think it was just, and it was low season at the time that we were there. And we went fishing for tuna, and I've gone on another fishing charter one time when basically, you know, they pretty much do so much for you that practically even bring the fish in. It's just not great. But this time the rods were not as large, you know, as some of those big, big commercial boats. And you actually got a chance to reel in the fish, and I can say that it was pretty tough. I mean, my arm was hurting. It to sit down. And when you bring them in, they don't actually let you bring them in and land them on the boat because they have to, you know, there's some things about how you get it off the hook and use a gaff and all that sort of stuff. But it was pretty exciting.
Oh, it sounds like, I mean, I just can just picture it now. There's something so relaxing about going out on a boat in the sea, and then do they prepare the fish, like afterwards, can you eat your own catch?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think typically a lot of people give the fish to the guys on the boat. But I was hungry, and we took one of the fish, and in fact, we brought it home. We brought it back to the West End, and amazingly, one of the chefs prepared it. Even though I was walking around with this fish in a plastic bag, the chef, you know, made actually two meals out of it for us.
How big are those fish?
You know, that's a good question. The ones that I caught were about 20 pounds, which is the biggest fish I've ever caught. I know I saw a picture actually on the boat of a guy that had something like a tuna that was like, I think it was like 900 pounds or something. And somehow they explained to me how they got this tuna onto this boat, which is not like the biggest boat you've ever seen. It's only a 27-foot panga with a kind of a cover on it, but very modern, but still, how you put a 900-pound tuna on a 27-foot boat, I have yet to figure out.
Sounds like the tuna is bigger than the boat.
Sounds like the tuna is bigger. I mean, it's just, it must have been an incredible. They told me actually it took all day for them to bring it in.
Well, that was the musical tuna.
Well, I guess that guy wasn't carrying tuna. His tuna around at the West End in a plastic paper bag.
No, he probably needed a truck for his tuna.
And then they wouldn't be out of tuna.
Well, we're going to keep you on the line for even a few more minutes after the break, Jerry, because we're having so much fun here. I know you just have to wrap up with some more info on restaurants and dining that may include your own home-cooked tuna when we return on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening.
Right here on the Cab Radio Network across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
Thundering the Banshee.
What the hell is a Banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
She took me to the cleaners. After the divorce, I was barely left with a shirt on my back.
All is not fair in love and war, especially when it comes to divorce. It's messy, emotionally draining, and divisive. People have to take sides. That's why you need the best on your side to protect your assets. Allison Perrin cares. She's a qualified financial consultant who can advise you on how to prepare for a divorce. If you're facing divorce, consult Allison Perrin before you do anything else. Call 860-349-2065.
One night, my mommy and daddy went on to a date. They got a babysitter to watch me. The babysitter was a family friend. She was like an angel to me in front of big people. But after my parents left, she stopped acting like an angel and started being mean. My parents didn't believe me until they got a surveillance camera from the spy shop in Milldale. When they got home that night, they watched the tape and saw the babysitter yelling at me all the time. Now, we don't use that babysitter anymore.
Unfortunately, the times are changing, and stories like this one are more frequent, and you begin to wonder if you can even trust a longtime family friend. Put your mind and heart at ease with surveillance equipment from the Spy Shop. The Spy Shop promotes truth through technology, spy gadgets, bug detectors, and cool stuff. Visit spyville.com or call 628-2075. 628-2075.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
Now, okay, settle down, class. Now today we're going to read out loud. Who would like to go first?
Oh no, I'm not ready. Please don't call on me.
Chris?
I took my dog to the park. She made two new friends. Tomorrow, I'll take Winnie to the park again.
Very good. Now who would like to go next? How about you?
Oh no, not me. Oh no.
If you're the parent of a child who struggles to learn, listen to the little voice inside your head. Get help now. A lot of kids who struggle are smart. They just learn differently. For free information on how to help your child, visit www.focusonlearning.org, www.focusonlearning.org, or call 1-888-478-MIND. Do it for your child. Do it for yourself. But do it now. A message from the Advertising Council and the Coordinated Campaign for Learning Disabilities.
exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990 WXCT Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
Feel the heat. Go to a nice warm place where you can swim with the dolphins and walk around a hotel lobby with the fish in your bag. And welcome back to Travel World Radio Show. Will and back is Stephen Pickford, Ellis Obel in studio, and Jerry Wagschel on the phone.
With his tuna.
With my tuna, yes. And as you so poignantly mentioned before, could only imagine what it would have been like for that guy who caught that 900-pound tuna to try to bring that back in a plastic bag and see if you could get that served up at a hotel.
Well, it's kind of like my buddy who brought a 300-pound cow home to his mom, but anyway, she's back in Michigan.
Let me tell you a little bit more. You know, there's so many things to do in Vallarta. I just touched on a few of them. You know, there's hiking, there's sailing, there's like sunset sailboat rides. There are, you know, visits to little villages that you can take in the area to see local artisans. There are air balloon tours. There's like a Jeep safari. There are just a lot of things, including an amazing array of golf courses, which are very, very picturesque, which are all also being, I'm not a golfer, so I didn't really experience any of that, but I know that a lot of people are going also to the region for that. And besides all these activities that I was just mentioning, and whale watching at certain times of the year, which is, really, really a special activity, there's an incredible array of restaurants there. And not only restaurants in the sense that we know, but different types of restaurants, and that's what I just want to talk to you a little bit about. There's all kinds of categories of restaurants in the sense that there are restaurants like
Aristotle's Republic.
Yeah, like from little taco stands, which offer all kinds of tacos from meat to chicken to fish to even some odd things like brain, for instance, but which I understand are actually which are very tasty. Some of the best fish tacos that we had are actually very close to the Westin Regina Resort, which is just when you enter the entry. Turn on a row to get into the hotel. It's called Plaza Neptune, and it's called just as Fish Tacos. And we went there a couple of times. Just an amazing place where you can get food for just under a couple of dollars. There's besides those kinds of restaurants, and another kind of restaurant where it's kind of like you're eating a meal in somebody's house. It is somebody lives in the place, and you can go to their house, which they kind of turned it into sort of a restaurant, and you can have a meal there. We had one of our nicest meals there in a place called La Meilleure Option. It's just it's like going in somebody's house. They serve you dinner of like local cuisine. I think we had a wonderful cold soup. Some chicken, just a really great experience. And also, besides that kind of restaurant, there's also the, you know, sort of higher-end, trendy restaurants, the kind you'd more find like in New York or Montreal or in Los Angeles or in Toronto. Like, there's a place called Ix Tomates, very trendy place, very stylish, kind of sleek design, beautiful people, all that sort of stuff that you would see in a very fashionable district in any of the big cities, and got that attitude and that edge and the sort of edgy food, which was a mixture of Mexican cuisine with sort of fusion. So it's very interesting that you have all these varieties of food options, and that it's one of the things I can say just to basically to sum up is that, you know, this is a place, I mean, this has got so many things to do, so much culture, you know, so much history. I mean, I didn't get into that. I mean, there, you know, this place was, you know, there was a certain part of Puerto Vallarta's history where there were, you know, basically pirates in Banderas Bay, English pirates that were ambushing, you know, Spanish ships. You know, there was it was known for its gold and silver. It brought people in there looking for that at one time. And then, of course, in the 1960s, you know, tourism really caught on. I mean, that's when it all happened. That's when what's when Vallarta really became a big deal is when the Night of the Iguana got shot there. You know, John Huston put that film together, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton and came over. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, I mean, these are people who, John, the three of them, I mean, stayed on. So you can imagine a place that's so amazing that people are actually buying apartments and buying land. I mean, John Huston bought a place called Las Caletas, which is south of Puerto Vallarta, and it still exists. And, I mean, it's just been sold recently, but it still exists. So you can see how amazing this place is, that people are actually buying property and living there after they've been there.
Well, I was like, my buddy Farley bought a place called Summit House.
Summit House.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Where is that?
That's here in Dollar DeZormo.
Okay. So, I mean, there's, and I mean, again, this place is, the Westin Regina Resort is a wonderful place to stay, and it's so easy to get to, with the airlines, with Aeromexico, as I described. I mean, it's just, you know, basically getting on it, you know, just getting to JFK or any of the other, and then getting from JFK to Mexico City, and from there, just a hop, skip, and a jump to Puerto Vallarta.
So you'd go back tomorrow if you had the chance?
I would definitely go back tomorrow. And if we have time, I can tell you a little bit more about the history as well.
I loved
it
there.
In fact, you know, Alessa was just thinking, you know, can we move there? Can we please move there? I'm just going to say here, let me see here.
Well, with such trendy restaurants, you and Alexa would fit right in. I mean, you two are a head-turning couple. I'm sure people came up to you on the street and asked for your autograph, or you had to give them.
She's much more head-turning than I am. In fact, I can tell you, in terms of head-turning, the baby is probably the most head-turning of the three, because, you know, our baby's actually very cute. And I got to say that, you know, that was one thing that really kind of made us feel so comfortable, as I was mentioning at the beginning. The Mexican people of Puerto Vallarta and the people in Puerto Vallarta were just so nice about the baby and so understanding. And, you know, you take your baby to a restaurant, the baby cries and the baby does things. And, you know, sometimes you'll get little, it doesn't happen that often, but in New York, but you do get these, like, little sneers or little things, you know. It's kind of like maybe it grabs a napkin or does something funny. There's, like, none of that. You know, these people are really, it's a family-oriented place. They really ask you a lot of questions. They talk to the baby. They look at the baby. They touch the baby. It's just so, it's just really nice. The people are just so genuinely friendly. And I can tell you a little bit about the history as well. You know, in the 18th and 19th centuries, I mean, Banderas Bay, I mean, the place that Puerto Vallarta sits on, was called Humpback Bay, and that's because of all the whales. And, you know, like I mentioned, I didn't get a chance to go on these whale-watching trips, but just like there are whale-watching in, you know, north of 5 hours north of Montreal in Tadoussac, which I like, you know, going to be talking about on a later show, this Puerto Vallarta, you know, even though a lot of the whales are not there anymore, there are still a lot of whales that you can see on these whale-watching trips. In the 19th century, Puerto Vallarta became known for being rich in minerals like gold and silver, and it brought miners there. And then, you know, salt mining became popular. And from there, in the 1960s, that's when the tourism caught on. And, you know, it's very interesting to wonder, you know, what Puerto Vallarta would have been like if it hadn't been for that film.
Yeah, sometimes it just needs one little thing to become the catalyst for turning a place into getting the world's attention focused upon it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what this did. And I mean, that's, you know, that's what celebrities, you know, that's what happens. I mean, that's what celebrities do. They, you know, this, you know, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton were like, you know, the J-Lo and Ben of their time, possibly even bigger, although that's kind of hard to imagine. Definitely probably classier. And, you know, I mean, this is you know, that was a big deal, and it got so much interest in the place, and it started bringing everybody there. And at the same time that it's become popular, I think, and since you guys have been there, it hasn't lost its, you know, charm. And there's a wonderful old section of Puerto Vallarta, which is south of the River Coal. And the city is kind of divided up between the river. There's the old section, which is north of the river, and then the old section, which is south of the river, and the new section, which is north of the river. And the old section is great, and there's a place there called Gringo Gulch that you can go through, and
It's where they throw all the gringos.
Well, yeah, and it's these like sort of long. I might be getting my geography actually of the
off,
city a little bit mixed
the
up, but
just
these long, windy roads. It kind of has that sort of, you know, old Montreal-y quality. That sort of those cobblestones and those houses on hills. And you know, you can walk through there, and you can go and look at all the different shops. And you know, it really still. There's some of the streets and some of the out of the way things that you can find there. It's not just a series of attractions and malls. It's nothing like that. There's still this vibrant old section which really just stems and makes you feel that it's been there for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years, if not thousands.
Well, it just sounds like, you know, you've created such a picture for us today of a place that's so diverse, not just the beach and the great accommodations at the Westin Regina Resort, 1-800-WESTIN-1, www.westin.com, but so many other attractions and events and things to see and do in the area, from history to golf to outdoor activities. You can get all the information on Mexico tourism at 1-800-44-MEXICO, and of course, getting down to Puerto Vallarta on Aero Mexico, 1-800-237-6639, and special web saver fares at www.aeromexico.com. So we have around 30 seconds to wrap it up here. Jerry, where are you off to next?
Well, Stephen, the next trip I'm going to be talking to you about is a trip to Quebec. North, you know, the trip to Quebec, we went to Quebec City, and we went to north of Quebec City into the regions just underneath, around Tadoussac and all of those areas there, and we'll be talking about that in just, I guess, in the next little while.
In the next month or so. Well, Jerry Wagshall, have a great weekend. Glad you could join us this morning on Travel World.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
And a warm regards to Alexa and, of course, the family.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I don't know what to invest in.
I don't know if I can retire comfortably.
I don't know which path to take.
Don't know what to do about your financial situation? Talk to someone who does. RBC Dane Rauscher. For knowledgeable advice and a clear plan. The kind of objective financial guidance you're looking for. RBC Dane Rauscher. What you need to know. Member NYSE SIPC.
Call Dennis Stanek Jr. at 1-800-243-2478. That's 1-800-243-2478.
Today's lesson.
Parliamo italiano. Cuginos. I say cuginos, you say cuginos, he says cuginos, she says cuginos, we say cuginos, they say cuginos. In fact, everyone's saying cuginos these days. It's the word for delicious Northern Italian cuisine. Whether you want a romantic dinner for two or a party for 250, cuginos is the place. Come and try it, and we guarantee you'll be saying cuginos too. Cuginos, it's Italian for the best food in town.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers, turn on a light. That was my idea, but I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-953-3553.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-953-3553. Call 1-800-953-3553.
How would you like to regrow your hair naturally? Hi, I'm Brian Reichenberg from Kevis here in Beverly Hills. Our new internationally patented topical treatment and hair accelerator is fast and effective. Clinical studies with dermatologists showed that Kevis achieved a 90% success rate fighting hair loss. Here's what the doctors are saying.
I'm Dr. Jay Heck, board-certified dermatologist and hair transplant surgeon. Kevis scientifically and medically is a superior product that stimulates the hair follicles to once again grow hair. I highly recommend Kevis to any man or woman who is losing their hair.
Kevis is easy to use and drug-free. In less than 3 minutes a day, you can restore your appearance and confidence. I'll even help you get started by giving you 50% off your starter program plus free shipping. Call 888-684-HAIR. This is a limited-time offer. That's 888-684-HAIR. That's 888-684-HAIR.
Welcome to Headcare with Dr. Kelly. You're on caller.
Hi, I'm having problems. People don't find me attractive.
And how do you know?
Because they gag when they see me.
Sounds like we're having a self-image problem, yes?
Well, I'm round, red, and disgusting. What can I say? I'm a polyp.
Aren't you being a little hard on yourself, polyp?
Maybe. But there is one more thing.
What's that?
If I'm around long enough, I give you cancer. Hello?
Well, that's interesting. Can we go to the next caller, please, right now?
Let me talk. I grow on you.
When a colon polyp shows up, get rid of it right away, because colon polyps can lead directly to colon cancer. Get the polyp early and stop colon cancer before it even starts.
Hi, it's me again. Hello?
And that's both for men and women. So just get a test from your doctor.
Hello? I think I got cut off, so to speak. Hello?
Colon cancer. Get the test, get the polyp, get the cure. For more information, call 1-800-ACS-2345 or visit cancer.org. A public service message brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the Ad Council, and this station.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 DX.
Let me tell you about Montreal, Canada's metropolis. You'll fall in love with Montreal and settle down with us. M-O-N-T-R-E-A-L, Montreal, Montreal, that's my hometown. Montreal, Montreal, that's my hometown.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs, done in 1962, about the city. Steve, you got a few notes here on Travel World.
Yes, talking to Lynn Barrett from Southern Vermont Regional Marketing over the past week, and we were down a couple of times to Southern Vermont. What a beautiful area, and particularly when fall foliage season approaches. There's so much to see and do in the area, particularly for families wanting to get away. It's only 2.25 hours from Hartford, 3 hours from Providence, and one of the great places to stay is the Grand Summit Resort Hotel at Mount Snow. It's right at the base of the mountain, and this time of year you can take the chairlift. It takes you 12 minutes up to the top of the mountain for some great scenic views of the leaves starting to change. There's a year-round outdoor pool with an interior swim-out, so great in any kind of weather, particularly in ski season, so you don't have to go outside and freeze. Sauna, 2 hot tubs with a view of the slopes. You can sit outside, kick in the sun, and even when you don't realize it, get a bit of a burn.
It's so relaxing. I mean, just to be able to sit outside, relax, see the mountains, and it's really a great place to decompress and get some good downtime.
Oh, yeah, and as I say, it's just so close to everywhere else that you're coming to from the northeast. 5-6 hours from Montreal, 2.5 hours from Hartford, 3 hours from Providence. All the rooms at the Grand Summit Resort Hotel come with 2 double beds. Many have an attached living room area, so that makes it ideal for families wanting to get away and take in the leaves. And there's still some time for fall golf in the area. The golf course at Mount Snow has been rated one of the top 5 courses in Vermont by Golf Digest. The number to call the Grand Summit Resort Hotel at Mount Snow is 1-800-261-9442, www.mountsnow.com. And one of the very interesting places to go, just a few miles from Mount Snow, is a family-owned business, Adams Family Farm.
What a great place to go. Oh. They have that brunch. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the afternoon tea on the farm, we had it one time inside the farmhouse, but this time of year, during good weather, they serve it outside, overlooking the fields, and you can watch an exhibition of sheep herding by Bess the Border Collie, who also tries to round up some ducks at the same time, and very friendly dog that everyone just seems to love. They serve Vermont cheeses and crackers, carrot and ginger soup, a medley of sandwiches of farm fresh products such as egg salad, sausage, cucumber, or as George Farley would call it, cucumber.
You can't leave hungry.
Oh, scones and homemade jams or cream. Selection of different teas, each one served at a different time of the course. People sitting around wearing their old fancy hats from the family collection of hats, just like in the Victorian era, drinking tea served on china, cookies of that homemade fudge that the Adams Family Farm is famous for. What a great afternoon. And talking about Providence, people from Conway Tours come up
just specifically for this event, just to come up and visit Adams Family Farm. They run about 24 day trips out of Providence through the years.
And what's really interesting about putting those hats on, it kind of transposes you back in the time of when tea was really the thing to do, and you get really involved with it, and it's kind of neat. It's a fun experience.
And you can also yank the chain of poor Cooper Fox, of course.
Ask him what his name is. Well, talking about the animals, you can feed and interact with friendly farm animals.
And they're all really friendly. My personal favorite is a llama named Shadow, and I was told that if you blew on Shadow's nose, he'd give you a kiss. Now, we all know that llamas tend to spit, so I was somewhat skeptical.
He didn't say nose.
No. Anyway, it
Carl
is
was
true.
Trying to pull your chain, maybe.
Yeah. Great, but the Shadow actually really did give
actually,
a kiss.
That would have been very entertaining to see.
What, Carl pulling my chain, or me? Never mind. No.
It's not just the llamas; those have like kittens running
and the
around.
The bunnies. Yes, I sat in the pile of hay with the 4-year-olds cuddling little kittens.
Did you call one Ben?
No, they're kittens.
Not like Benny Button.
No. Well, those haystacks.
But if you recall, I did have that chinchilla rabbit in my arms the whole time I was in the barn.
Yes. Very, very soft little rabbit.
Little bunny.
Oh, and the haystacks to play in, so you can really take a roll in the hay at the Adams Family Farm.
Yeah. Exactly.
And at evening times in the summer and the fall, you can have a ride on a cart out to the bear caves on a hilly knoll. It's a hilly knoll, not a grassy knoll.
and it's not a knotty pine.
Well, it could be. Depends on that.
You know, he also has goats there, right?
Yeah.
We always wondered now.
Yeah.
Because it's not too far from Bellows Falls. If we would actually have, you know, Carl with a goat show up at the, you know, the haunted cabins over in Bellows Falls.
Oh, the whippoorwill, yeah.
How would he explain to his wife what he was doing at a motel with a goat?
Clearly he wouldn't.
I said ghost, not goat. No, goat versus goat. Yeah, ooh, no, wrong one, wrong place.
And you said goat.
Too much loud rock and roll, I didn't hear right.
And the kids really like the bonfire parties. They have ghost stories, and maybe they talk about Trooper Hardwick and the whippoorwill there.
Well, it's like the kids here on Matt Night. They have lots of bonfires.
Yeah, Point St. Charles. special events are planned for Halloween, such as an interior maze in the barn, and the evening activities take place Wednesdays and Sundays throughout the fall period. Check them out on the internet at www.adamsfamilyfarm.com.
And, excellent place.
Excellent. I mean, every time we
warm,
go there.
Warm, welcoming. It's just great.
Every time we go to Southern Vermont, have to include the Adams Family Farm in the itinerary. And Mount Snow and the Adams Family Farm are just a short hop away, around 7 miles from the town of Wilmington. That's where we did the show live from the Chamber of Commerce office last year. It's a very quaint, walkable heritage New England village with shops, boutiques, and restaurants. It's also the home of Southern Vermont's largest outdoor flea market just east of town. Weekends going on until mid-October. And on Harriman Reservoir, which was built many years ago to curtail the flooding that, you know, we saw pictures of how the floods had come in and covered the town of Wilmington years ago.
Yeah.
It's the largest totally enclosed lake in Vermont, 8 miles long, but it passes, and here's why you want to take the 1.5-hour cruise, it passes the ledges with its nude beach. So
yeah,
you know, the cruise may be free, but there's a $20 charge to rent the binoculars, right?
That's it.
Well, speaking of that kind of thing, of course, I hear that Kurt is going to be going to another car wash next week.
Oh, I have to get some dirty cars lined up for
him. Yeah. We
dirty cars, right, Stephen?
Oh, yeah. Well, dirty thoughts, yes.
Dirty thoughts that belongs to us. Of course, we are inviting JR and Kurt if they want to join us up in Salisbury Beach next week, which is where we're going to be.
We're going to be there, so everyone is invited to join us in Salisbury
Charlie,
Beach.
Charlie, of course, too, you know.
Everyone for a great time.
And what a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah.
And you mentioned Bellows Falls earlier, and at the Victorian-era charm of Bellows Falls and the Miss Bellows Falls Diner, but they have, like, Thursday nights at Una's, and I got the weekly newsletter from the Sage of Bellows Falls, Charlie Hunter, and he's talking about what's going on, and he mentions, I said, Dave Clark is playing at Una's next week, and of course...
This is the same Dave Clark, the husband of Lucinda Choden, who is actually works at the Montreal Gazette newspaper, who has achieved international fame by having named you a sanctimonious prick, Stephen.
Oh, yeah. Could you say that on the radio? I don't know. But that's actually, it must be true, right? SP are my initials, so hey, I just... so he's going to be down there on the 18th, meeting around 7 p.m. at Una's in Bellows Falls. Take in his act. You can also take the Green Mountain Flyer from Bellows Falls to Chester and watch the beautiful scenery as it unfolds before your eyes through the Connecticut and Williams River valleys. And just in time for Christmas thoughts, hey, take in one of Charlie Hunter's favorite places in the area, Santa's Land in Putney.
But we spell it differently, of course. Santa's Land. We call it Satan's Land.
Yes, which was actually one of the retired founders of WOR Radio in New York. He wanted to build a radio station. He couldn't get approval from environmental groups, the FCC, and everything. So zoning regulations. So hey, from radio station to Santa's Land.
A little bit of dyslexic spelling.
Well, yes, that's
well, you ever wondered why Santa always dressed in a red suit?
Mm-hmm, yes. Food for thought from the conspiracy theorists who also went up to the hilly knoll or the grassy knoll. The Brattleboro Literary Festival, October 3rd to 5th in Brattleboro, includes renowned local author Archer Mayer,
who
read his book Bellows Falls and his whole series about a Brattleboro police detective. We can write a new series here about Montreal police detectives, maybe. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, yes, Montreal police detectives who visited Brattleboro, yeah.
Yes. Yes, do have radio shows and do everything, yes, and put them all together. Yes, a certain character, just to change the name, yes.
Yes, exactly.
Many things. So many things to see and do in Southern Vermont, and so many ideas. Southern Vermont Natural History Museum with specimens of over 600 native New England birds and mammals, including several albino mammals, and most of their birds of... Seabirds were actually collected at Plum Island, just south of Salisbury Beach in Newburyport, where we'll be next week. So hey, as a segue into one from one destination to another,
I'm looking forward to apple pie ice cream.
Gosh, so am I. Oh. That is just incredible.
If they have any left,
we're going to be jostling each other to get there first.
Chocolate fudge swirl at Hodges and Amesbury. The number for Southern Vermont information: 1-877-VTS-BEST 887-2378. www.southernvermont.com, and in coming weeks we'll give you some restaurant recommendations for Southern Vermont. But next week, hey, north of Boston is for me Salisbury Beach, Massachusetts. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Ella Sobel.
Happy traveling. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the Nascor Marketing Company.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.